We are learning Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, and we are starting four lines from the top of Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. Tana we learned in a Braisa, Nevad Shaloi Aser. We know that a behema cannot become Avodah Zarah, but there is a halacha that if someone worships behema, you cannot use that behema for a carbon. So Tana learned in a Braisa, Nevad Shaloi Aser. If it's your own behema that you worshipped, it's Aser. V'shachaveri Mutter. But if you worship someone else's animal, you cannot ask that animal for a carbon. Why? Because it's a klal. Ain Adam Oyser Dovah Shenesh Loi. You can't Aser something that's not yours. Pray to Marakash. Reminu. I'm going to ask you a kasha from a Tesefta. It says in the Tesefta, Ezu Nevad. What's considered a Nevad that you can't bring a carbon? If you worship it, Sai, by mistake, and Sai on purpose, Bein Ba'onis, Bein Baratzen, Sai if you're forced, and Sai if it's Baratzen. Rashi speaks out already that Mezid and Ratzen are the exact same thing, just we want to contrast Shoigig and Mezid, Onis and Ratzen. So what exactly the case of Onis that we're saying becomes a Nevad? Hi Onis Heikidami. Lav going to honor behemah chaveru v'shtachvah, like someone else grabbed your behemah and worshipped it. Isn't that a case of oinus? And what does it say? That it's also. So you see from here that even if it's not your, even if it's not his behemah, he can ask the behemah whatever it is. So it's a kasha on this brisa. It's a steer in the brises. The case of oinus that we're saying becomes a nevad going to tzua v'chavim v'shtachvah lebehem today. He made this person bow down, worship his behemoth itself. Like if you look at Tosef Masech Gaon, he says, Pirish, on Sua Sha'omra Laharga, he says, I'm going to kill you im lo yishtachav me'elav, if you don't bow down to your behemoth. Aval ein lefar shekafu kemos v'akarcha, don't say he pushed his head down. That's not a mice at all. Elohim also mice of a gufay. They pushed his head down. They did the mice. In other words, don't change the life. Okay, in other words, don't change the. But here the case was that a guy forced the Israel to worship his behem. Maskar of Zera. Oynes Rachmana Patre. We know that Oynes Rachmana Patre. Tichsiv Vilenai Reloi Sase Davar. Rav Zera is a kasha. And he says that we know that there's a Ptur Oynes. And since it's a Ptur Oynes, that you don't get an Oynes if someone's Isha's Mazana, if someone forces her. Someone forces himself on her. The Lach Ishu gets no Oynes. So you say, how could it become a Nevad if Lenayo is Asadava? So this Gemara is Kasha, Shtikla Pella. The Gemara is asking, how could it become Nevad? They were forced. What's the Kasha? Just force is just a Ptur Oynes. Who said it doesn't become a Vayizara from that? So on this Kasha, there's a lot of different Terutzim. The two main Terutzim are the Kovitz Shurim, Meshem Lechem Deshleima, and the Briskarov. The Rav Chanan Vasavin answers Meshem Lechem Deshleima. They see from here that a Maisa Ba'oynes is not considered a Maisa. It's kilo happened by itself. And therefore, there's no nevad. Because a maisa oinus, the reason why you're part there is not stam a ptur oinus. It's nishke maisa. It's not a maisa at all. And therefore, the Gemara's kasha is, how does it become a nevad if the person was forced to bow down to Zavar Yizara? That is pshat number one. Pshat number two is the briskarov. The briskarov says that you're right. Usually, the ptur oinus is only a ptur in the oinus, but the thing is a chalos. But he says, the gabi nevad, the chiddush of Nevad, which means the behemoth is part, even though it's not chal of a Yizara, it's not allowed to be used for a carbon, that's a chiddush. And the chiddush of Nevad was only said if it was done by Ratzin, not if it was done by Oynis. This is a Ptur Oynis, there was never the Nevad. That's the Gemara's Kasha. So back straight to the Kasha, Ela Amar Rava. Rava's Teres is going to be basically that there are certain Oynsim that is usher to do even though it's Oynis, and that's why, because there's an Issa there, therefore it's chal. The Avodah Zarah. Elam Rava, call it B'chalos Avdim. That's everything was B'chalos Avdim. Any type of Avodah Zarah, even the Oynis. When the Pasuk says that you should live and not die, Yotz Oynis. There's a Ptur Oynis, even for Avodah Zarah. B'chalos Avodah Zarah, B'chalos Avodah Zarah, B'chalos Avodah Zarah, you shouldn't B'chalos Avodah Zarah. B'chalos Avodah Zarah, you should not do it. You have to be killed and not do the Avodah. Okay, it's a sin of a fascia. This Gemara is going according to Shita of Rabbi Shmuel, that the only time it's Harag V'Yavar on Avodah Zarah is only with Fahesia. But with Tzina, you should rather do Avodah Zarah than get killed. So here, the case of the Brice that says Oynis is Osir is talking about Fahesia. We did it with Fahesia. We are supposed to give up your life. Therefore, it's Chal the Issa on the carbon, on the behemoth for carbon. Masha'im Kain, if you do it with Tzina, Taka, there's no Chiyiv. So basically, what we learned in this so far was that there's no Din Nevad by Adover She'ena Shaloi. The Brice of Oynis. The Brice of Oynis was someone forced the Yisrael to bow down to his own behemoth. That's Oynis. The Gemara has a Teretz that's talking about Fahesia. We're supposed to kill yourself. There's no Ptur Oynis over there. Tanya, Omler Rabbanu L'Rava. So Rabbanu said to Rava, Tanya the Masei Alach, I'll bring you a raya to you. It says in the Brice like this, B'msoyesh Avichavim V'shasak Zeyra. These, in the time of the Gzeira, the time of the Romans, right after the time of Bar Kochba, the Romans forced the Yidden to do Avodah Zarah. So we had all these stages for Avodah Zarah all over the place. So there is B'shas HaGzeira. Afa Pishah HaGzeira B'teila, even though the Gzeira is not anymore, Oysam B'msoyis Le'batul. The Messiah is not batul. So he's, what's B'shat? They were forced, it was Oynes. Teretz is, since there is B'fahesia, therefore it is Aser. It's B'fahesia, you're not allowed to do it, and therefore the B'msoyis stay Aser. Amalahu, so it's a riot to Rav. It's not a riot. Because you never know. Maybe there's a Yeshua Muma there who did it willingly. And therefore there's a Messiah to be also, because maybe he did it not by Oinus. Maybe it was willingly. It's not a riot that an Oinus is also. Maybe he did it willingly. That's one terrorist. If Ashur Mesa says it more. There's for sure, between the Gantz Klaus, there got to be for sure one Yeshua Muma who did it by Rotzen. Chizki Amar, a different terrorist. Back to the Kasha that says, that can have a nevad ba'inus. And the question was, how can you have a nevad ba'inus? How could you have a nevad ba'inus? It's in a shaloi. And they might have to say that the guy forced the Yisrael at gunpoint to do the Aveira, and that's why it became Aser. Chitz says, no. It was someone else, a guy went over to the Yisrael's behema and worshipped it. Ain't a odom oisu dovash in a shaloi. You can't ask something that's not yours. The chiddush of chizki is that when you do a maisa, then you could be asked to do a shaloi. So here you poured wine on the head of the animal for the avodah zarah. Maskevad v'ava, hay nevad hu, that's not a nevad, hay bimus v'amu, v'sharya. The Gemara says, then you've just made the behemoth into a mezbeach, and the loch is that mishamshe avodah zarah, if it's a balchai, it's not asr. Only avodah zarah itself has a chiddush of nevad, but not a mishamshe avodah zarah. So Mar says, okay, I'll change it a little bit. You made the behemoth into Avodah Zarah itself, and you poured wine on it, on the shame of Avodah Zarah, mamish. So here you made the behemoth into Avodah Zarah. You did a maisa by pouring wine. Therefore, it's chal. But like Rashi speaks out, so the chiddush of Gemara is, which is a big aside, that if you do a maisa in the thing, there is a dova, you could ask the dova shayna shalai. That's Chizkiyah's tarot. It's very important tarot. And whatever, and Ravad Bava changed it, doesn't mean he did it as a maisa mizbech, it was the maisa of the very Zara itself. Like we find the same thing about Ula came, and he said, even though we said that if you worship a behema of your friend, and by bowing down to it, Loy Asra, you didn't Asra it. Also, but Maisa, if you do a Maisa in the Behema Asra, you did Asra it. Do a Maisa, you Asra it. Omar Lahu Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said to Ula, you have to call me with your memories of Rav Yechanan. We know this already. Omar Rav Nachman, Pukuv Omar Ula, Kvar Tigamar Rav Huna Shmaitzech with Bavel. Rav Huna already said this in Bavel. Domar Rav Huna, Hoysa Behema Schaver, Ravutsa Behema Schavim. There was a Behema sitting there, crouched in front of Arizara. Stam was taking a rest. And a guy goes ahead and shechs one simon, kim shachal by simon echad asra. It becomes asr, and it becomes a shame of Aizara. It's not his. Teretz says, you do a maisa, it's asr. Shaila is taka, how do you know? How do you know that ka'asa dov shen shleif do a maisa, menolam, da asra, ilema, is it from mikahanim, that we know from a pasuk in Yecheskel, that any koimer of Aizara cannot be a koin anymore. Even if he's forced, and this was talking about a case where the Malchi Yisrael forced Kahanim to do work for the Avodah Zarah. The halacha is they can't be Kahanim anymore. So we assume that's called a Maisa. Making them work in the Avodah Zarah house is like a Maisa. And you see it become also. You see a Maisa helps, even though they belong to themselves. They don't belong to the people who force them. So it's a Raya that Oyster of Shanish Loy works by a Maisa. Somewhere no. Maybe Kahanim are different because they have Das. And Rashi learns like it's a Kanas. Because I guess it's a little shver what the knas is, but I guess you don't know which kohen has the right machshavas either way. Therefore, they ask it all kohanim. So it's not a right. It's din that you oisa dovah shen shloi with a ma'isa. Ella must be ma'avne mizbech. We know that the stones from mizbech that the chashmonoim worshipped, they couldn't use that mizbech. Why not? It didn't belong to them. This is not the chashmonoim. The yavanim. The yavanim worshipped this mizbech. And they made it into Avodah Zarah. It wasn't theirs. Had it become Avodah Zarah? Kari says, because they did a Maisa in the Mizbech. So you see, klar, that a Maisa makes it. So I don't know. Don't look at our Papa. Maybe it's like our Papa. We said before that the Pasuk says that pirtzua bechilua, that it went lechulin, and therefore they were kainit. And that's why it's chalp, because it was theirs daka. It's not a raya. So what's the raya? As Mar says on Beis, this finally is a raya. Ela mikalim. Nechsiv, it says in the pasuk with Achaz and Chizkia, it says that Chizkia took all the kalim as a kalim asha, his niach, a melech Achaz, mahusa b'malai, that the melech Achaz turned into Avedi Zara. You know what he did with it? He kanu v'kdashnu. They threw it away, and they were makdash new kalim. Amamar hechanos shagonzum. They hid it. They buried it. V'kdashnu shagdashnu chayim rachtayim. Ay, v'ayim adom shenishloi. How did Achaz ask those kalim? It's not his. Like even the Avu Ma'isa, Zidah Ma'isa, Itzulu came also. Hachinami came just a Ma'isa also. Here also, if you do a Ma'isa and a Behema for Avodah Zarah, it becomes also. Now, the Rishonim are bothered that all you see from here is Lugavaya, you can't use it. Where do you see it's also Lahedit? Ula is saying that it's also Lahedit. Rav Huna is saying it's also Lahedit. Where do you see from here it's also Lahedit? So Rashi says that Tap Rashi, Israel gozu aleim chizkiyov siyata, Israel af lehedit. So it's matched from Rashi, it's like a dinder rabbanon. But Tosfos, which is on daf nun beis omer beis, says the Ramaschal Baderach, but the Ramaschal Baruch, he learns that mid the osel gavoyev a meisa zuto shleinishtana kli imkei a meisa rabba yesh les af lehedit. Tosfos says on daf also, the story is like this: if you find by gavoya a meisa zuto is enough. So definitely by a head, a maisa rabba, big mice like shechting a behema, will be considered a maisa enough that even aser dover she'ena shaloi. So the bottom line is like this, to recap. We had a sugya of, you can't ask dover she'ena shaloi. Then we had a case that said oinus. So he said, no, the halacha is if the oinus is potter, then taka does not become a verizara. But here, the oinus could be was a case where he had to give up his life, and therefore it became aser. And then we said, another insight is, if you do a maisa in the behemah, even if it's not yours, that will make it usher and become a vayda zara, even for hedit. Tupshatim, like Rashi, it's a, the rabban, the gdinafitais is cause, it's a, if it's a maisa rabba, it's also, if it's a maisa zuta, then it will not be usher, it will only be usher ligavaya.